A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 20th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stobe.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Tropical Depression Danielle.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about flooding in some parts of the country.
Heavy rains and widespread flooding currently being experienced in Zimbabwe have resulted in the destruction of key public infrastructure, with roads deteriorating rapidly.
Tropical Depression Danielle, which was categorized as a Category 4 storm, killed 7 people and displaced 130,000 more in Mozambique, the country's disaster agency reported on Friday. In Zimbabwe, meanwhile, the Civil Protection Unit, or CPU, has warned that the downgrading of Cyclone Danielle to a tropical depression has not reduced the risk to human life and infrastructure. Most water bodies and rivers in Matabele and South Province started flooding as of Saturday as torrential rains pounded the southern parts of the country.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Onguka Gibbs nasi tinge tichi taura ne nyaya ye mafashamu e mvura akarova nzvimbo dzeZimbabwe. Tirikunzwa kuti kunana Matabeleland, kunana Midlands, kunana Masvingo nekumanikaland. Mvura yanga yakawandisa sekutaura kwatamboita negurukota rinoona nezvezvivakwa. Nekugadzirisa izvo zvinhu zvakaita semigwagwa. Dr. Joram Gumbo vati mvura yakadai yakapedzisira kunaya 1945, yanga isati yamboonekwa. Nekudaro vanhu vakawanda, vamwe vakaeredzwa vakashaya zvipfuyo zvimwe chete ndizvozvo, vamwe vachirohwa nemheni, vamwe vachieredzwa nemarwizi vachiedza kuti vange vachiyambuka nzizi dzakazara mvura. Vamwe vanhu kutaura kuno vari kunzi vari mumakomo nenyaya yekuti vakatizira mumakomo nekuti mvura yanga yawandisa. Saka ndonyaya yatida kunzwa kubva kune vanhu veZimbabwe, nekuti tirikuzva kuti yakabata-batawo kuMozambique kunyanya, kwakafawa vanhu vakawanda. Tiraunzwa vanhu veZimbabwe vari ikoko kuti zvakafamba sei. KuSouth Africa kunana Limpopo kwanga kuchitarisirwawo kuti kunoita dambudziko irori. Nenzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana tichitaura navo kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, uye nematambudziko anogona kusangana nevanhu kana paita dambudziko rakadai. Kips
ibambe zvirukani ndava lingani njani kuna ngapo lapel kona tina lapha ke lo blessing siyaphila sibili kodwa ke siyezwa ukuthi kuna ngapo ngemakhaya lithwele nzima kakhulu ikakhulu ngenxa yokuthi kulezulu leli elikhulu kakhulu abanye bathi ke ngucyclone Danielle abanye bakhuluma abakufunayo kodwa into ekhona ukuthi izulu leli cha kumangalisayo sizule ke ukuthi etsholo jokona ngale ke abantu abanye sibili kungani kuzima ngoba sebesiswele ezindlini zabo emakhaya khona ngale sebehlaliswa kwezindaweni ezingani izikolo kumbe endaweni ezinjalo. Kodwa sike sabona futhi le mpikitsha kumbe ngithi imfanekiso etshengisa ukuthi lesikente khona ngale izikolo lazo sezigcwele amanzi. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani lapha elikhona khona ngapho ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani. Ukuze lingene khonapha kuhlelo nansi nombolo lifone kanye cellphone lakho khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077. Zaphinda njalo 001-202-619-2077.
Of course, Gibbs, we did manage to talk to the Minister for Transport, that is Dr. Joram Gumbo, before coming on air, for him to just tell us about the state of some of the areas that were affected by the heavy rains over the weekend. Let's just take a listen to what he had to say.
The floods that have affected most of our areas, particularly in the low-lying areas, because of this cyclone Dineo, which came through Mozambique, have actually left us with a stretch of disaster. The dams have been swept away. Some bridges have been washed away. Some families, as I speak to you right now, are no longer having a home to talk about. I can tell you of a story of a lady or a woman in Cholocho area who was trying to cross a river, running away from her home, and her dog with its puppies were also following the owner. And the woman, the dog beat the woman, and the woman thought she was being beaten by a crocodile as she was crossing the river. Just to show you how serious this matter is. So a very big stretch of destruction has been left within those areas I'm talking about, the low-lying areas, particularly over this last weekend. And we are busy trying to count the losses and see what we can do as a government, while it's also calling all well-wishers to assist us to try and avert this situation and assist our people. Some of them we have been left with no homes to talk about. Their fields are totally immersed in water. You don't know where a river is and where a dam is. It's water all over, particularly in the low-lying areas of Cholocho, part of Matabeleland and South and Merengwa.
But what is the government doing to assist the people who have been affected by the floods? Is there like an interministerial committee, and what is it doing?
The government has already declared a state of disaster because of this situation. Because the rains that we have received so far in Zimbabwe are recorded as rains which were last received in 1945 and to some extent in 1980. So government has, through a statement by His Excellency, declared that there is a national disaster, which has made it possible now for us to solicit for funds and assistance from all well-wishers, from individuals, from companies, from banks, from anybody who can, NGOs who can come and assist us, so that we can, assist our people. We are not just looking and sitting and waiting that like manna will come from heaven. We are definitely doing something as government, and I can tell you, the Minister of Water, the Minister of Local Government, the Minister of Rural Development, the Minister of Transport, which I heard, and also the Minister of Finance, including the Office of the President and the Cabinet, we are meeting and talking and doing something about it.
That there was the Minister of Transport and Infrastructure Development, Dr. Joram Gumbo, talking about the state of the nation, as it were, as a result of the flooding, Gibbs.
I think we've got our first guest, and the first guest is Chief Mbiko Masuku of Machache Nikwanda, that is Matabeleland South Province. Chief Masuku, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I think Blessing can pose the first question.
Mm-hmm. Chief Masuku, tell us about the situation in your area.
Yeah, we did receive quite a large amount of rain, but not as bad as I'm hearing from the minister. Mm-hmm. It only affected crops because it's been raining since December up to now. No destructions of homes so far. Mm-hmm. Need to receive information about any homes that were destroyed by the rains. Mm-hmm.
How about the infrastructure such as bridges and roads?
Yeah, the roads are already in a bad state. They are worse now. Mm-hmm. They are worse now. They are in a very, very, very bad state. Mm-hmm. In Gwanda South, with some dams that were swept away, and one in Gwanda North. So when it comes to that type of infrastructure, there is the climate series.
Ye nxa sikhangele khonapho ke Chief Masuku poke amabele anjani atshiswe ngamanzi kumbe singathi kume njani
okwamabele kuma stages achiyeneyo la athole ilizulu semakhulu mahle kakhulu kuthi la abe mancane hayi asejika sekufike
singathi atshiswe lizulu
apha kwezinye indawo aphakathi kwamanzi nje speed.
So kutshoni khonokho baba Masuku?
Ngenye idrawuthi ebuyayo. But anyway, le elamanzi ingcono kakhulu kulale ngelamanzi because singazama ukulima ezinye izinto engaziphilisa.
So ke khonapho nxa sikhangele sibili ubona ngazani abantu abalimalanga yini belinyazwa uthathwa kumbe abanye abafanga yini besenziwa ngamanzi kunala amaningi kakhulu
nanjengoba ngisitsho ukuthi khona ngilindele ukuthi ngizwe nxa kungaba lenlike njalo engathutsha but especially kuli area mina engiwe imajetshenete enhlanhla umhlaba wethu phezulu so ukuthi kuflade hayi kusaba khathana
ye nxa sikhangele imigwaqo-ke umgwaqo nalo osuka lese osuka eGwanda udabule ematshetsheni kuzobuya lezinye iindawo ezijiyeneyo kume njani nxa sikhangele futhi la madamu
imigwaqo ibivelisisesimeni esingasihle izulu lingakani kuthe ngokuna kwezulu kathesi ayisimibi sibili kakhulu ayisahambeki then amadamu njengoba ngisitsho ukuthi kulamanye athethwe ngamanzi singakhangela idamu lensindi lihambela amanzi kuthi eGwanda South ngapha ko-Chief Mate kula madamu ahambele athethwe ngamanzi okukhangelela ukuthi nxa kufika isikhathi sokoma abantu labo basebunzimeni ngaphazi ukuthi amanzi bazawathatha ngaphi
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Chief Masuku sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana so what the chief is saying is that you know when he's assessing the kind of crop situation he says those crops that were planted early are in a good condition.
Mm-hmm.
But those that were planted late are in a very bad situation because there's a lot of water logging. And then when it comes to flooding, he says at least no one has been killed so far in this area. But dams, you know, like in Sindi and one in Chief Mate area were actually swept away by the floods. So then he says at the end of the day, it appears as if the roads are in a very, very bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's because they were really bad before the rains. Now they are worse off.
So those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about flooding in some parts of the country. Kune ava chango tibata, drought itinge chitaura nezve mafashamu emvura. Ayo ariku kanganisa zvikuru, eva mwe vanhu kunzvimbo dzakaita seikuna Namate Bedland, ku Midlands, Masvingo, neku Manicaland, nemamwewo madhorobha. Ine dzimwe nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana munyika kunyanya kunzvimbo dziya dzakaderera kana kuti kuma low lying areas tinoda kunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti kwenyuwo zvinhu zvakamira sei asi pari kupohwa kurudziro ne CPU yekuti iyo kana nzizi dzichinge dzakazara musaedze kuyambuka zviri nani kuti mumbomira kusvika rwizi rwaserera nekuti vamwe vanhu vari kuedza kuyambuka nzizi dzinenge dzakazara vanhu vakawanda vari kurasikirwa neupenyu pachikurudzirwa kuti kazhinji kana panaya mvura kudai so Gibbs nyaya yemvura inenge inoti netsei saka vanhu havafaniri kungomwa mvura dziri kubva kumatsime kazhinji kana vachida kutomwa mvura vanenge vachikurudzirwa kuti vange vachibhoilisa mvura yacho vasati vatanga kuinwa asi pane dambudziko iroro rakakurisa tiri kunzwawo futi kuti pane rimwe dambudziko rekuti zvipfuyo zviri kuyeredzwawo nemvura dzimwe nguva kune mheni zvakare lightning iyaya iri kuurayawo vamwe vanhu pamwe chete nemhuka saka zvinhu kunzvimbo dzakawanda hadzina kumira zvakanaka asi hurumende sekutaura kwaita Dr. Joram Gumbo vanga vachiti iri kuedzawo nepainogona kuti inge ichibatsira vanhu vese vawirwa nedambudziko iroro asi dambudziko riripo nderekuti kana paita dambudziko rakadai tiri kunzwawo zvakare kuti vana chiremba vari kuramwa mabasa nekudaro zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka tina mukoma Solomon Mpofu muteereri wedu wekuti anga vari kusouth Africa. Baba Mpofu.
Baba hachi Mpofu.
Ye, kunjani Mpofini?
Unyoni baba, hachi Mpofu.
Unyoni.
Unyoni, kunjani Nyoni?
Iphile njani baba?
Hayi siphile kakhulu, kunjani eGoli kona?
Ya, ngapha kahle mnumzane.
Unile udiniwe lo kumbe kuthiwa ngudiniwe kumbe kuthiwa mbani?
Ya, udiniwe wabomsholo lapha ufezise umfefezo nje lapha eSouth West lapha eMarikana usese umfefezo nje asanye imizulu ikhulisweli izo.
Oh, so udiniwe kade diniwe kakhulu lapho eh?
Ya, lapho ufezise diniwe kungoba lapho kungoba umfefezo kafefeza nje asanye imizulu ikhulisweli izo.
Awubonike, so ekhaya uzwa kuthiwani lapho uvela khona kungaphi mfoka Nyoni?
Mina ngizwe khosethu baba ngizwabe sithaliyana nje awona indawo yakithi yanaasakwazi ukuthi kunizulu sothizwa nje manje ukuthi uthwaliyana izulu nje loko kona kodwa amanye indawo yakithi vela lizulu elinike kakhulu indawo isikwakho indawo yomile
so kuthwalina kangakanani
ya bathi liyani imfula egcwele njengokutho indawo zonke ukuthi igcwele imfula kuba umonakalo nje abantu namasimu laphansi kelokuze-ke nje phansi kwemfula ngathi vese sokukhulwa izilimo sezihamba loku naloku into ezinjalo nje
So ngenxa ukuthi kusenzakala khonokho abantu bathini okhuluma labo abesabeli ukuthi kuzaba nendlala kombe
vele sekuyiyo mnumzana ngoba nje yabona into ekhaya njengokuyazilayo ukuthi vele abantu ukulima inhlanyelo sasingathi kuyahluphi inhlanyelo inhlanyelo encane yona eyatholakalayo akithi njendawo akithi ndawo yedethi layiwanje yabona namasimu akhona nje yapho kubanje ngokulima ikoto nje ukuthi nje kunoko kuncane eminyoko kuphansi komfula somfula lwangagcwaya kakhulu sekungathi sikhukhula indawo sikhukhulile ukuze okulinyiwe konke loko sokuyindlala kuvea sekuyindlala
so linapho abantu liyabanceda ngani nxa kuthi sokunje
manje mnumzana njengoba nje lapha nje sekufana nekhaya nje ukuthi nalapha nje kuyasetshenzwa kunjalo kodwa nje umuntu uthi imizwa asiwa mningi khonokho nje sesiyijalise into ekhaya onto ethile nje kungafiwo emakhaya sekuyothumela khona kuyabo kuthole sesebenzela ukudla nje
sokudlala ukuhlupheka nje kuvele
vele impilo ekhaya vesiziwa lapha uthi abantu abadala bayahola umntazi uya-60s uyabethola la ukuthengrosane manje ekhaya kithi ngazi kube yisigoga kulakachance atoli nek
oye so manje pho kuthiweni lapha mnumzane uyabona ukuthi kuyahlupha
inkinga esikhona nje mina ngibona ngathi nje into yakho unkulunkulu layo yabona ilizwe lingaba lengxabangxoza kube nemisindo enje kulele endlala ihlala sivesikukamadosi vese ihlala ekhaya khona ngapho besine unyaka lo kuyaba ngcono njengoba siyangena eminyakweni ozayo la bantu bengasabengasathengwa ngerayisi langamafutha ma sekuyaba njalo ukuthi bayothengwa amafutha emasimini kuzonakala kube nendlala siyangena umama phela lo mfazi kalo mdala lo sesiyabuya nerayisi sesithenga amavoti-ke
oye hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana phosele okugcina khonapo
ngithi nje yabona ngakuthiwa nje angazi kumbe amanye amazwe nje ukuthi bangakithi ngabavula nje ukuthi abantu besizwe lokudla nje ngoba nje njengathi kunjalo nje esikwaziyile izwele ilizwe ethi ezimabhelingenazingelendlala sekwasekuwethu ezikhanyeleni ngokuthi abantu bayavula emasimini sesekuyindlala ukuthi amainto umumbusi usuwonakele ngawuthiwa nje abasilalele nje abaabelapha elikhona emazwini kuya ngale sengathi kumbela sicele ama-organization engene emakhaya ngale benikeza abantu ukudla ngendlela engapolitically ukuthi kuthiwa umuntu unikeza ukuthi ulekhathi lebandla leli
hawu bona uyitshayeleke sibili Nyoni sibongile kakhulu enyoni baba
ngiyabonga madoda libangifonelaa bakithi yinto esaqala le nto e-studio 7 sayisethiwa ekhaya ngale akhulunywa ngayo siyilalele uhlelo lo kodwa heyi ufosisizwa abanye bekhuluma ngalo nje
siyazi
lokhu zikhutha ukuphinjele phakathi
hayi la mntu lakhona bufolokohlo phakathi e
ngiyabonga babasule
Nyoni baba sibongile kakhulu so that is Mr. Nyoni
ngiyabonga mnumzasulezane madoda
yes sibongile baba so originally is from Dete in Mat North so he says he's hearing that you know crops are affected by these kind of floods so he says at the end of the day it spells disaster for Zimbabweans especially you know lack of food you know he says right now there's no food and if this continues then people are going to struggle really in 2017 and he says in South Africa where he is right now you know he's just working for the sake of it you know because he's trying to put his nose above water so it's a big problem as far as he's concerned so he says maybe elections will come and then spell some good things for Zimbabweans Now, I think we've got another caller, Blessing. Loke kuthiwa James Chitima. Jameson Chitima, kunjani? Hello, uyangizwa mnumzana Jameson Chitima?
Hello. Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
Kunjani mnumzana?
Ah, ngiyaphila njani?
Ngiphilile unga.
Ngisebhinga kosiyabhuwa.
Eh, kunjani kosiyabhuwa?
Ah, kosiyabhuwa kuright, kuthi izulu lingani akalikho man.
Ni alini ngitsho even iloku zeni leyi usayiklona wangona loku afika.
Ah, loko akafiki nje kuyatshisa sisile 2 weeks vele ingani izilimo vele emakhaya emamasimi sezingani ha akumanga kuhle.
Mm. So vela kulivile i-drop ngitshola kancane.
Ah, lakelana kunconywana kulo mnyaka ophelileyo kodwa kulo mnyaka kunconywana mbitshane alekelana yake liyikhize khize kwezinye izisuku akufani nomnyaka ophelileyo.
Belihlanyeleni khonapho ukuthi ingxele ngadobhadobha.
Umumbu la mabili wangana mabili awangana angcono mbitshane amumbu akuthembisi.
Indawo vele abantu bengahlanyela umumbu ngoba indawo le phela iwomile phela
iyomile hayi ukuthi umumbu nje sesiwujabele ngali manje kunale ukuthi ukuwosawosa kodwa hhawu amabili iwamaningi.
Ye so kukhona okunye ofuna ukukhuluma phosa futhi elinye khonapho.
Hayi yena iruzana idike yasinedaka kulo mnyaka ukuthi indlala ke abangcono bake basipha ba WFP hakho abangcono sibili bakhola ababele kufanele ukuhola bakhola le social welfare ha badiphiwa kuhle sibili kodwa ayibakabalubudla kudla ngokuqalisini kodwa kwalungiseka.
Cha ubonike awubonike hayi siyabonga kakhulu kulindiswe
ya. Yeah, talumba namhlanje ngangena vengiqala inhlala ngizama zama nje inhlelo ezindeni zefuna ukuthi ngingene ngingangena namhlanje ngangena sure.
Hayi lati sibongela kakhulu phonga uchanji iline eyodwa ngesitonga utshela abantu ngendlala just iline nje onjalo kwathi usishela khona esindebele.
Ya talumba lokho kunjila suna hayi mvula bangi better better college but ha kwenye suka siyambuwa banga mvula yakhona ngithe mbitshane zimizwe zinokuphya bathi ha takwezela mbitshane mbitshane ilusini utakalima saka hayi mindalumbaloko kunjamlo muzibasoni ye
hayi talumba
ya ngiyabonga
ye talumba ba
talumba ye
ye kunjalo ye
uyibona intinta phela ibona intinta phela kuzinye izinsuku ihlele ze emifuna ukungena
hayi za kutinta bro mdala za kugcina sibili hayi za kutinta sibongela kakhulu. Okay, thank you very much. So, according to Jameson Chitima in Binga, he says there's no rain at all. Wow. Nothing, no drop. 2 weeks, no rain, man. So, he says it's so dry that you can't even believe it. Some of the crops are now wilting and it's a bad situation. He says the maize crop is really bad, but then sorghum is a little bit better, but the situation is not great at all. So, he says WFP has been supplying food to them, and they hope maybe he's going to continue doing the same thing. But it says, Binga really is bad.
Let's go back to Chief Masuku. Chief Masuku, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Chief Masuku, if you may also speak up, we can hardly hear you. Talking about information dissemination, we understand many people in some parts of the country have been swept away trying to cross flooded rivers. Is there enough information being disseminated, say, in your area?
Yeah, but, I think it's common knowledge that you don't cross a flooded river. Yeah, I don't know what really happens with some of the people, but information dissemination is there. People are told day in, day out not to cross flooded rivers. We are even discouraging school children to go to school if it's raining.
Thank you.
We believe it's better for them to miss a day in school than to lose your life.
That's true. Yeah, because like you are saying in Mutasa Central, I think 2 7-year-olds, little girls, were swept away 2 weeks ago when they were trying to cross a flooded river, and they died, which is very unfortunate. Regai tiende kune mwe mutereri wedari kuBotswana vamaduma makadi.
Siyaphila njani?
Ah mina ngiyaphila.
Yebo maduma kunjani lapho khona kona phe eBotswana?
Yebo mina ngikade somanye ngumanzi mahala phe Central District yeBotswana lapho.
Kunjani mahala phe?
Hayi liklihana nje zokuthi ayilinda controller leli ngakhulu kangako.
Hayi indawo le phela ngiyazi ngenyama sithele kanti liyadla too much inyama. Yee. So ke kodwa ekhaya nxa ukhuluma labo maduma uvela ngapho kokodlwayo?
Mina ngivela eGwanda.
Ngapho kweGwanda?
EGwanda ngivela ekafusi kodwa sengidudeleni sisa.
Ye lapha le nduna enkulu phela uChief Mbiko anto yamazi umasuku.
Ye.
Ye induna ikhona layo lapha kodwa ngale koChief Mate labo masuku bonani badlelana. So ke nxa ukhuluma labo ekhaya khona ngale koChief Mate bathini ngeZulu?
Kakati sisanda kwafulila bakhala bathi asokutotile amabele masibini akufela lito sibili. Njalo bakwazi ukuthi ndibadleni kwenzakaleni abantu isigaba sonke net poison akwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani bagcile manama.
Oh bayagula.
Bayagula bakwazi ukuthi ipoison bana bayidlileyo mbe kwenzakaleni kwapha emanzini. Hayi bayagula kakhulu.
So kungabe kungena ezinye izinto emanzini?
Kodwa akwazakala ukuthi kuyini ungenileyo kuthiwa ipoison kuphela nje.
Hayi so typhoid.
Sazi ukuthi ngabe yini mkhuhlane lo imane mathi ipoison.
Oh, Imanama Hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, kuthiwa baningi kanganani?
Engimazile bafika 12.
Oh, okay. Hayi, let's hope bazasila. So kodwa emasimini bathi akusathembisi vele?
Hayi, emasimini akusathembisi vele, sekuhle bayekela vele, abasakhangelela ngalutho.
Kutotile, he?
Okay, nokulisina ukuthi akuthembisi bangalima ukuphinde kuvuke futhi kuyana kakhulu ezulu.
Amadamu-ke, abakhulumi ngamadamu ukuthi ngabe kumenjani?
Bathe idamu lidabukile njalo iy'nkomo ezinye zihambile la manzi.
Oh. So singathi ku-serious kakhulu.
Hayi kunzima kakhulu. Mina bekile imibuzo kuminista lapho ukuthi kade njengoba into le bebeyazile ngaphambilini. Bona kuyini bakulungiselelile njengohulumende ngoba kunjani kwazaqhamuka indlala, kwaqhamuka imikhuhlane njengamanzi abegcile ndawo into emadrobheni kubelanilani. Kuyini bakulungiselelile bona ukungancedisa abantu.
Ngimzani
ukukhuluma ngoncedo nje thile oluthile. Ndisebegidima bagidima bangathi nabazangakhona lutho.
Lapho sibili umbuzo oqakathekileyo kakhulu-ke mnumzana maduma utshaye sibili utshaye insikeni ukuthi kambe uhulumendena ubezimisele yini ngakhonokho ikuthi nje kanti esiuminisa kakho nje silo chief kodwa uchief vele angeke aphendule umbuzo njalo ungani kungahlupha ngoba hhayi lokhu kahulumende so-ke singazi ukuthi ukhona okunye futhi ongakuphosela kodwa iminista sizambuza sesiphumile lapho kuhlelo ukuthi aphendule umbuzo wakho.
Alami ngakhuthaza abantu njengakhona sikhona ukuyibusana lapha kulezi zindawo liyana kakhulu izulu abantu baqaphele bangagijimi ukodlula ndlela emazini ala anagijima akagijima kakhulu bazibambe kuhle abantu bangabeli ukuthi isikhathi siyahamba.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana maduma ukhona ngapho-ke emahalabhe kodwa-ke uvela ko-Chief Mate sibongele kakhulu baba sibongele. That is Mr. Gillis Maduma is in Mahalabhe in Botswana. It's known for beef, you know. And then he's saying, you know, back home in Chief Mate area, you know, there are some people who are sick right now, you know, because of this abundance of water, you know. So he says one of the wells was sort of like poisoned. And so people are at Manama Hospital, you know. He says about 12 of them that he knows have been admitted there. So he says waterlogging is a problem. So people have almost abandoned, you know, their fields. And he says one dam actually burst and swept away some cows and so many of these livestock. So, but he posed a very important question. If the government knew that there were these floods coming, what did he do about it? That is it. You know, that's a big question. Yeah, he should have done something according to him. But he says, you know, they even knew that there would be diseases. So what did he do? Maybe the minister will answer that next time.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Regai tiende kuna vamuzira mumuteriri wedu. Makadi vamuzira.
Novara makadinivo.
Aiwa tiripo muri kupi imimi?
Ndiri kuHarare.
KuHarare kwakamira sei panyaya yemvura?
Nezuro kuHeathcliff yakanaya zhinji. Ine chimvura mapwe. Ine chimvura mapwe. Asi chimvura mapwe ichi changa chine ndingati changa chine tuma particulars tudiki. Zvokuti hatina kuzonyanya kuita dhenja taiva tochira kuti dzimba dzikarohana mamwe anenge akakura dzinogona kutsemuka. Asi kumusha kwangu manje ndine kwakaita dambudziko rokuti chibridge chaibatanidza Danga nejeka chakadambuka. Ndobva tarasikibva na Chief Impost. Vakapinda mune muchikepe chemakwande. Ndobva chakidzuka vakafira mvura. Takati akarasikibva zvikuru nemvura iyeyi. Nedzimwe dzimba dzakapwanyika nokuda kwemvura iyeyi.
Asi semaonero enyu, rubatsiro rwuri kuuya here nekuchimbidza kubva kuhurumende kana kumamasangano anobatsira waya, kana kuti zviri kunetsa sekunzwa kwamuri kuitawo?
Iye zvino vanga vasati, asi pamwe totarisira kuti sezvinhu zvinenge zvanga zvisina kugadzirigwa zviri kurongwa, vanogona kuuya vakatibetsera. But pabridge manje maresosi dzacho ndoona sokuti pamwe angangonetsa, nokuti chibridge chacho chakakura. Changa chakakura, chachina mapillars, chachina mahos. Saka chinge chakuda maexperts anenge oda kuuya kuti azoona kuti anga achivaka sei. Nokuti chakavakwa kare munguva yaSmith. Chasiwa nemvura iyeyi.
Aishi. Saka zvichanetsa. Rikasagadzirwa pane dambudziko rakakura.
Dambudziko rakakura nokuti rodhi iyoyo ndo yanga ichibatanidza Betty Bridge nesu tatina nokuwest. Choinda kuBetty Bridge. But manje zvazvava kuita plus zvevamwe mabhazi mazhinji anga achibva kuzvishavana achienda kujeka. Saka nechimiro chavapo yezvino, vazhinji vava kusibva kuchegato. Vozofamba netsoka, but pakufamba kwavo manje apapa ameno kuti vanenge voambuka nei kuti vaambukire mhiri vari mamudavani.
Aishi. Ya, pane bva paita dambudziko. Saka apa muri
kuti
taura henyu.
Nokuti makanu ari kushandiswa wando ataona zvearasi aita kuti upenyu hwachifi huinde padambudziko.
Saka rwizi rwacho rwakakura zvekuti rwakakurisa.
Rwizi rwakakura runonzi mwanezi gunozikamwa chikuru rwakakura.
Ya, mwenezi rakakura.
Saka ndo dambudziko riripo.
Haiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamuzira nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Maita basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Morara zvakanaka.
Haiwa, nemiwo. I think Gibbs, we have our second guest, Dr. Takavafira Joe, president of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Dr. Joe, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Blessing?
We are doing fine. Thank you for joining us at such a short notice. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Dr. Joe, how is the situation today in Maswingo in terms of the rains?
Well, the rain is quite better for the past 24 hours. Actually, it has not been raining, except in some areas in Mwenezi where it has been raining, but the rain has actually subsided.
And can you give us an update about schools that might have been affected by these rains, like throughout the country? Did you get any updates?
Yes, I have schools that have been affected, particularly in Mberengwa, because that's my home area and I'm always briefed about the schools that have. We have a number of primary schools such as Makereni, such as Don Bosco, and the secondary schools such as Chegato, primary schools like Muruabu, Chingechuru, and also Chaza, as well as the Vumukwani, and many other schools also in Siza. Particularly if you look at schools like Mbaulo, primary and secondary, as well as the Swazi and other schools also in Mark South. Basically, the period the Minister of Education is sending documents like the...
Hello, Dr. Joe? I think there's a bad connection there, Gibbs. But once Dr. Joe vachitaura kuti pane zvimwe zvikoro vanga vachitanga vapa muenzaniso wekumberengwa kwavati zvimwe zvikoro zvavharwa nekuda kwekuti nzizi dzakazara. Tinovimba kuti we'll be able to reconnect with him so that he can give us an update on the situation with regards to some schools. You know, they've been hard hit by, you know, these incessant rains.
Yes, buyele njalo ke kuChief Mbiko Masuku. Baba Masuku, nxa sikhuluma ke ngezikolo singathi isikolo kume njani zikhona yini ezivaliweyo kumbe kume njani kona.
Hayi, azikho engezizilio ezezivaliwe. Izikolo kazivalwanga.
Nxa sokubuya ke njengoba kwezinye indawo lithe khona amabele lawa ahlanyelwe ekugcineni, kungani akusoze kuphume kuhle. So sibonana nabantu abaningi bahlanyela isikhathi sesingasekho. So-ke ngakho ukudla kuyavela ngaphi? Sisakhona yini le siphala senkosi kumbe kuvele akumanga njalo?
Angithi sive sisuke endlaleni yeminyaka ethile ebiselamana. Lezi phala ezinkulu zikahulumende zivele zingasela lutho. Amabele abebunywe lapha ekhaya. Amabele atholakala khona abengathengwe ngaphandle kwelizwe. So lezi phala lezo kazila lutho. Sikhangelele nje ukuthi nxa izulu line kuhle lo nyaka engxenye kungaba ngcono.
Ye, so nxa sikhuluma sibe ngeziphala zenkosi, zisakhona yini iziphala ezenduna kumbe iziphala zabo sobhuku? Angazi kumbe kwakukhona nakudala khonokho. Kambe kusakhona yini nxa ukhangele khonokho?
Hayi, kulesi sikhathi esiphila kizo kade sizokunzima ukuthi ube khona ngendlala eminyaka yonke. Akuselula.
Pho-ke abantu baphephela phi nxa ukuthi lezi phala ezinkulu masuku zingalalutho? Kuyathiwani pho?
Into embi nje ukuthi isikhathi esesikiso sisesesidelelanga lisesekhona. Kodwa nxa izulu leli belingaqhubeka lisiba khona lobo manje kukhona, ukuphila abantu bebezaphila. Ngoba into ezinjengabombambayila, indumba, lani kusahlanyeleka. Bekuza kuba ngcono. Kodwa-ke nxa yokuthi izulu ilanga lakhona lilamandla kakhulu lalo futhi nxa lithe lachisa ngemva kweviki kuyabe sokomile. Usokusala kusekutheni uhulumende kuyosokumele azame umzamo abone ukuthi lapho kuthe kwehlula khona abantu bayathola isizo.
Uyake kwenze yini uhulumende khonokho kumbe vele siyazikhulumela nje ukuthi nxa angabuya kuhamba njani?
Anti thina sikholwa ukuthi noma kungama-NGOs abuyayo kodwa abe elesivumelwano lohulumende.
Kunjalo.
So nxa kuyilabo bantu abancedisayo bezoncedisa angabavumela bahlakhiphe ilizwi masinyana ngase sabona ukuthi isimo sinjani. Kuhle kuphuma ilizwi masinyana kwenza ukuthi labo banelise ukuqoqa masinyana ukudla lokhu abantu bathole ukudla.
Hayi, siyakuza kakhulu nduna. Sicela ubambe ke sesiyaqeda uhlelo. Sicela ubambe kancane. So he's saying that you know, he's hopeful that maybe people can survive in a situation where there's a little bit of rain here and there, and there's some bit of water, you know. So he says there are certain crops that can still be planted, even if it's too wet. You know, sweet potatoes and beans. He says that's very possible. And he says he's begging on government to actually assist the people that would be sort of like having no food. So I think we're joined by our third guest, and that is Chief Mchana Kumalo, who is in Mkuza, Mkuza, in Matola North Province. Chief Kumalo, how are you?
Yeah, Pilabo.
Yeah, welcome to the program, Mtomta.
Thank you.
Yes, blessing, I think you can.
Chief Kumalo, how is the situation like in Mkuza?
I'm not in Mkuza, I'm in Bubi.
Oh, Bubi, yes, Bubi. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so now the situation is looking much brighter than any other year. We've had fairly reasonable rainfall. And I want to believe that the yields will be a lot better than all other years, except for a few people.
So no flooding?
Well, there is flooding, obviously. Mm-hmm. There is flooding, mm-hmm. particularly the last 3 weeks. The last 3 weeks, to be precise, there were a lot of floods. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we still have those hard soils that despite the flood, the crops still survive. Mm-hmm. Although I think some crops now need a bit of ammonium nitrate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nasi kangela kona boke ndune nkulu sikangela kona boke endawona kona ebubi singathi siyabona ukuthi kulabantu sibile babengatholanga lutho ngomnyaka ophelileyo njalo ubona zani kungaphinda yini emhlolweni lonyaka
bazaba khona abanye abantu lanxa bebelimile ba kwezinye indawo sekutote kakhulu kube kugcine ensimini kusiba lamanzi ngathi seganyeni so abantu abanjalo kusobala ukuthi baza kufuna sibile ukudla
kodwa kungani kuyavela phi pho ukudla lokhu bengikhuluma lo baba uMasuku chief ukhona lapha usecingweni sikhuluma ngeziphala ukuthi iziphala lezana zazikhona ezenkosi kudala kambe ngapho ke ebubi kume njani singabe zikhona yini ezokunceda uzulu
yebo zivele ngaphi iminyaka le bekuvele kungalazulu uyakwazi ukuthi phosa kule minyaka phosa engamashumi amabili izulu lolele line lo nyaka lingazake libonakale so bekuvele iy'ndawo eziningi sezomile kungasela kudla akudla bekuvele kungekho kutho ukuthi uhulumende ngeqiniso ukuthi uzakaqhubeka okwesikhashana esithile ngohlelo lwakhe lolo lolaphade incedisa khona abantu abangalakudla ngoba ukudla bekuvele kungalalutho sibile iy'ndawo eziningi
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke chief mtshana kumalo ngicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana so what he's saying is that you know there's a lot of flooding in some cases you know the fields look like you know some kind of wild area so he says during the past 20 years they haven't witnessed such rains he says these are very heavy rains and he believes that maybe the government is going to continue with these food programs so maybe that can help the people
Regai tende kune mumwe muteereri mukoma beloved Tariga vari ku South Africa makadi
Uba makale.
Ndimuzvare here.
Hello.
Ndimuzvare here kana kuti ndiva beloved. Okay, taura henyu muri kupi ku South Africa?
Ndiri ku Joburg.
Oh, kwakamira sei nenyaya yemvura iyi?
Miri kunaya. Today yasara ichingonaya zuva rese chitonhora
munokuluma futi here kana kuti munotaura chete
ndinokuluma
yebo yes kuluma lami ke kuluma lo gips lapha unjani khonapho lapho khona
lapha ngikhona kuyaneta futi kakhulu
kuneta njani tshela mina
kuyaneta mpela kakhulu izulu liyana litshone lisina namhlanje all day
kushale nkosazana ukuthi uyacathama uye lapha lalapha kunjani uyasha umbani kumbe kunjani anti mbani kuthiwa yinkosazana kushaya inkosazana
inkosazana ayikho nje lithule kodwa liyanetha lona linetha lithule lingela nkosazana
aha so ke lapha ngile nduna ke uchief Masuku ngibe le nduna ke uchief mtshana Kumalo ukukhona ongababuza khona konapha
Yeah,
yeah, buzo umkhetho omfunayo khonapho kumbe induna uMasuku kumbe induna uKhumalo
bemfuna ukubuza ngaleli abathi limile etsholotho ngalo ukuthi manje bazokwenza njani ngakho lokhu
ye wothi sikhulume le nduna
kelimothile
ye sizwe ke induna uKhumalo lo bengaveli khona ngale sizwe ukuthi kumbe yena kuphatha njani lapha khona chief Khumalo uyabuza lapho mama uthi hey njengoba-ke abantu bemoshakele lapha kulezulu elinengangaka pho kubanjwa njani konke lokho
itsholotsho ingenye yezindawo esiyizwa emaphepheni njalo vele izikhathi eziningi ihlale siba le mpupho mizulu ingabaningi kusobala-ke iindawo ezinjalo ukuthi uhulumende uzamele aphathise ngoba kalisancedanga lutho nxa selinelazele edlulisa amalawulo lenza njalo
Yes, siyakuza kakhulu umzwile mama beloved Taringa ukuthi uthini lapho baba umzwile ntombi endala?
Yebo, ngiphile baba.
Ye, hayi
siyabonga.
Ye, lathi sibonge kakhulu. Kukhona ongakubuza uChief Khumalo, uChief Masuku. Kukhona yini?
Hayi cha, hayi cha, sengiyazi baba.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu, ubuye phela ungahambi imjokojo, he?
Eh, hayi ngiyabuya.
Yes, sibonge kakhulu sihlobo sami. Sibongele baba. I think we can go now to Chief Kumar, Chief Masuku.
Let's go back to Chief Masuku. Chief Masuku, apart from the assistance that is coming from the government, in your area, are non-governmental organizations also helping out?
Oh, yes, they are.
Which ones in particular?
We have UN Vision,
mm-hmm.
assisting. Mainly it's World Vision.
So that is just in terms of food distribution?
Yes, they are. That's the role they are playing.
Gibbs?
Yeah, ngas kuluma ke ngama vision, la World Vision, lokunye okuchena kunjalo, Chief Masuku. Poke nqabe nika abantu ukudla, babanika ngendlela eyiyo kumbe kuyaphonga kuthiwa ke hayi wena ungangale wena ukuhamba njani xa ungasithi khaphukhaphu kancane nje
okwenzakalayo ukuthi abantu bayabhalisa bayabhalana bona bayakhethana bona babhalane bona ngokwazana kwabo yikho okwenzakalayo kuyabe kusenziwa umuntu ongiyokhokhela konke lokho kuyabe kungukhansila but uyasebenza lapho sobhuku la abantu bonke esigabeni ukuthi kubhalwa amabizo abantu abadinga ukusizwa endabeni yokudla well angali angeke ngitsho ukuthi enxenye akwenzakali lokho ngabe kusenzakala kodwa akukafiki endlebeni zami kakhulu lokho
Ye, kodwa ubona ngazani labo abathola ukudla bathini nxa ukhuluma labo basuthiseka yini kumbe umuntu yabe efela ngaphakathi
hayi khona vele ukudla kokuphiwa kusuthisa ukudla kokuphiwa kusuthisa sonke isikhathi kuyabe kukuncane yikho lapho kulohlupho khona ukuthi akweneli akuyiphutshisi inyanga so when you have to very sendlale no thing kuncedisa uphinde kube le ncinye le nyivizi lezimbili lapho kuyabe kumele zidingile khona ukudla bese kusiba nzima khonapho
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Chief Masuku ubamba khonapho ke sokusela kancane ukuthi siphutshe uhlelo so what Chief Masuku is saying is that when it comes to food distribution in his area you know people sit down with councillors and crawlheads and then they scheme out who needs the food and who doesn't need it. So at the end of the day, it's a question of, you know, people coming out with names and not maybe politicians coming out with those names. And he says he hasn't heard a lot about this politicization of food in his area. He says not at all. And he says at the end of the day, what next people is free food. He says free food in most cases is never enough. So people always say, you know, you look for that kind of food, you get it, and then at the end of the day, you have to look for it again. So it's not good for the people in any case. So he says it's something that is really nagging people. Yeah.
Let's go to Chief Khumalo. Chief Khumalo, no problems when it comes to distribution of food in your area? Because we've heard some complaining that there's a lot of politicization.
Not in my area. I've just read it in the from the media and... from the media, but on the ground, I haven't seen it in my district. Because like Chief Masuku said, the registration is done through the councillor in collaboration with the villagers for those people who are in need of food. So if there is any politicization of the food distribution, but I haven't really, it hasn't come to my notice in my district. So I'm assuming that the program is going on well according to plan. If it were not going well, obviously people would have come
to complain that they were not being shortchanged with the food relief food.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you so much. Please do stay on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Regai tiende kunamkoma tichaona mutume variku South Africa. Makadi. Mukoma tichaona.
Hello.
Eh, gurise South Africa. Musi kunzwika zvakanaka mukoma tichaona.
Regai tichifona
futi. Musi pa speaker phone handiti. Alright, tichaedza kuzokufonerai zvakare. Nhare yacho inenge iri kuti netsei. Gibbs.
Yeah, so let me start with Chief Khumalo. Now, Chief Khumalo, when we look at development issues, you know, they stem on issues like water, they stem on issues to do with, you know, people, communities, and so forth. So when you look at some plans that are being made by government, you know, in the long run, do they take into account that at one stage there will be some kind of floods, there will be some kind of heavy rains, and all these kind of things? If not, what are communities doing, you know, to actually tackle that kind of thing?
I'm not sure whether anybody would have thought of this heavy rain that we received this year. Like I said, you know, I think for the last 20 years, we have not seen so much rainfall. So I'm not sure if government would have taken precautions of floods. But that as it may, the floods have come to us. And I think the other problem that we seem to be having is that we don't seem to be having enough fertilizers, because with so much rainfall, you need a lot of fertilizers. But again, even those people with fertilizers have not been able to utilize the fertilizers because there was waterlogging in majority of cases. So if you use fertilizer when there is waterlogging, it's just waste of resources.
So, but when you look at issues to do with local government planning, you know, district planning and all those kind of things, where chiefs are part of the provincial, you know, leadership, do you normally talk about such things, you know, at the end of the day?
Oh, yes. The rural district councils and ourselves, five-year development plans. We really, those are the things that we talk about, because that's livelihood. You know, people live on water. People live on food. You can't talk of anything else excluding those amenities.
But out of those plans, Chief Khumalo, have you seen anything coming out like a good comprehensive development plan to take into account some of these problems?
Yes, some areas have, particularly some areas that you know, the people themselves are coming up and with those projects and joint ventures. Some people have adventured into joint ventures, and they are really coming up with meaningful projects to sustain themselves.
Thank you very much.
You know, the government policies that government cannot sustain the majority of programs that are taking place in the country. So it has come up with a policy of saying, where possible, people should come up with their joint ventures with private enterprise and so on and so forth.
Thank you so much.
And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the effects of flooding as a result of Cyclone Depression Dineo, which hit some parts of the country beginning Thursday and also over the weekend. And let's go back to Chief Khumalo. And Chief Khumalo, you heard what Chief Masuku, you heard what Chief Khumalo was talking about there about the problem of this water now affecting crops, especially as a result of flooding, which also leads to leaching, the shortage of fertilizers. How is it like in your area?
I think we are experiencing the same problem. Yeah, excuse me. We have a very serious problem of waterlogging, and as he has already highlighted, if you have waterlogging, there is no need for you to use fertilizers.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer need fertilizers.
Mm-hmm. So it's a difficult. That's another a problem that the country is likely to face, right? Drought, although it has been raining, but still crops are being affected.
Yes, we are most likely to face a drought, but a better drought, though, because we will not be buying stock feed for livestock.
Mm-hmm.
Grazing is very good.
Mm-hmm.
It will last longer this time.
Mm-hmm. At least that's a plus, right, as compared to the El Nino last year.
Yes.
Rains were not adequate. But at least this time it's raining and you have enough stock feeds.
Yeah, we have enough. There is enough grass cover this time.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be buying stock feeds.
Yeah, it's good. Since also your area is known for cattle rearing, right, as opposed to crops, you must have drought-resistant crops.
We depend mostly on cattle than crops anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Chief Masugu. You can go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying it depends on livestock than crops. Mm-hmm. So it's a much, much better year for us.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Now, still on Chief Masuku, we know that there were some projects that were actually proposed by some politicians like Squilly Moyo. You still remember the Popoma Dam project? It was up to now is still not there. And we know that there is Mchabezi Dam, which is almost fallow. It contains lots, millions of cubic meters of water. So now, at the end of the day, Chief Masuku, is there any way that some of these projects can be, you know, harnessed in order to help communities in your area?
Well, I hope so. But we are having a problem as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
Our economy is not performing well.
Mm-hmm.
So if the economy of the country is not performing well, I don't think we'll expect much in terms of infrastructural development.
Hayi siyabonga sibili ubambe khona phunga ikachana baba Masu.
Mhm. Rega tiende unemwe mutereri mkoma tinotenda gunda makadi. Tinotenda? Nare achenengeri kuti netsei. Muripo here mkoma tinotenda?
Hayi cingo luyala.
Ah paneke pasina ningirikira pasina phone. Maybe Chief Kumalo, your last word. Chief Kumalo?
Yes.
Yes, your last word today about this issue of flooding. If the government is to assist some people in your area who are affected, what do you think is of immediate concern?
It's a bit premature to say what is of immediate concern.
Mm-hmm.
I think let's give it 1 or 2 months so that we can determine what really we need.
Mm-hmm.
But even if there will be shortfalls this year, what is good is that government will not be importing food, but it will be buying obviously from locals, which will be at a much, much, much cheaper price than they were paying when they were.
Thank you, Chief Kumalo. We've come to the end of this program. We want to thank Chief Biko Masuku and also Chief Mchana Kumalo and all our viewers and listeners and those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp and, of course, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.